time for our first look at what it says in today's newspapers with Fiona Kelly.
Moves by two government ministers to make changes to the planning laws are covered on three of today's front pages. The Irish Examiner leads with Housing Minister James Brown's review of legislation surrounding grant payments to refurbish vacant homes in a bid to entice young couples and families to avail of the scheme. That story also refers to the other move being spearheaded by the new planning minister, John Cummins, which receives coverage on the front of both the Irish Independent and Irish Times to ease rules around cabin-style homes in back gardens. The Times leads with remarks made by US Secretary of State Marco Rubio following yesterday's talks with Russia, in which he said that incredible opportunities exist for potential cooperation with Russia once this war with Ukraine is over. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, leads with the prospect of Irish troops being sent to Ukraine as peacekeepers if a deal to end the war there is agreed. Although the Taoiseach and Thornish, they both insisted yesterday that it's too early to discuss it, Craig Hughes reports that several cabinet sources have told the paper that they don't see a difference between sending Irish soldiers to Ukraine and to Lebanon. He also notes that the spring legislative programme published by the government yesterday includes measures to remove the veto on Irish troops being deployed overseas. The appearance of two men, one from Iran and one from the Philippines, before the Special Criminal Court yesterday, who pleaded guilty to charges related to the possession of cocaine on board a Panamanian registered tanker off the coast of Wexford in September 2023, receives coverage on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. And inside the paper, Michael O'Toole gives a dramatic account of how Army Rangers seized the biggest ever shipment of cocaine into this country. Where the sun don't shine, that's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Star, which picks up on a story I mentioned yesterday about how Met Éireann has confirmed that parts of Ireland haven't had a single hour of sunshine for 10 days running. The Irish News runs with an aerial picture on its front page showing the extensive roadworks which are taking place around the new Grand Central Station in Belfast. A bridge is being dismantled to create a public square beside the station, which is expected to take 12 months to complete. But businesses in the area aren't happy because they say they're experiencing a slump in business as a result. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a report about how police in Coleraine have stepped up patrols in response to two incidents in the Derry town in the past week. It's understood that one woman found a rucksack with cable ties, a hammer and other items, including some of a sexual nature, outside her home alongside a bicycle, while another woman reported that she had been followed. And finally, the Irish Sun reports on its front page this morning that Johnny Logan is to put his feud with Dickie Rock to bed by performing at a gig at the National Concert Hall in his memory in April. The showband legend died in December at the age of 88. And his son, Jason Rock, tells Ken Sweeney that he's delighted at the news, noting how his dad once said he'd give Johnny Logan a dig, but instead he's giving him a gig. Fiona Kelly.